Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. How do you choose the right business coach for you? As I'm recording this, my friend, it is Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday is well underway. Along with sales from your favorite online stores, you're likely seeing some emails from coaches you follow with some Black Friday deals. And you may be tempted to sign up for a couple of new courses or programs that are on sale. If I had a nickel for every conversation I've had with a new business owner who signed up for an online marketing course or program that promised to bring them the perfect clients and income while they sleep, I would never have to work another day in my life. And since I've been at this business for 10 years now and have consumed a few online courses, mastermind programs, I've been part of incubators and accelerators, I have a distinct and very personal point of view when it comes to hiring a business coach or enrolling in an online program and when to walk away and save your money to invest back into your business. And I want to make it easy for you to make the right choice for you and your business for where you are right now in your business growth life cycle so that you can choose the right business coach for you who will guide you to the next level of what you desire most in your business right now. But before we dive into this very important topic, I want to invite you to my business launch bootcamp on December 8th. So this is a 90-minute deep dive on your vision for your business, how to choose the right business model, how to create the right offer, and see a clear and straightforward path to next year's revenue goals. So the link to sign up is right here where you're listening in the notes that accompany this episode, and we are almost at capacity for this session. So if you want to hold your seat, I encourage you to just pause listening to this show right now. Just hit pause, click that sign up link now, and then come back to finish the show. Because this is not a webinar. This is not me behind the screen and you're communicating with me in chat. We are actually in the same virtual room working hands-on where you and I are brainstorming your business model, your pricing and packaging strategies for next year. So this is ideal for you if you're just getting started as a coach or consultant and your business is brand new and just launched in the last year or so, or you're thinking about launching it soon. And if you're already generating steady revenues, this is probably going to be too elementary for you. But look for a different invite to my six-figure growth planning session that'll be coming up soon. All right, let's dive in to how to choose the right business coach for your business and for you as CEO. Because the right coach for you won't just teach you new skills and strategies. They'll stretch you to new levels of thinking and new ways of showing up as the CEO of your growing business. Because CEO does not stand for Chief Execution Officer. It should be CDO for Chief Delegation Officer. Because if you're truly operating as the CEO in your business, you are delegating to the right people who are executing on your vision and your strategy, and who are also a hell of a lot better at executing on their goals than you could ever be. So here is my decision matrix for how to hire the best business coach for you. And I highly recommend that, as usual, this is a teaching moment. So grab your journal and let's dive in. So the first step in selecting your business coach, which to me, it's almost like a religious experience every year, you know, for me to sit down and meditate on where am I in my business? Where do I see this business growing in the next 1 to 3 years? And that means what value am I creating? Who am I working with? How am I delivering my services? Who's on my team? And what's needed in order to get there? And then I look around around me in the marketplace and say, well, who am I resonating with? Whose content am I consuming all the time? Whose webinars and trainings am I going to? Whose Facebook groups am I engaged in? Those are the people who are going to be on my short list for coaching with next year. And I believe in variety. I mean, I have coached with a coach for 2 or 3 years, but typically at the end of those 2 years, it's time to move on and get some new energy in the mix of my business and hear from someone else who has a different perspective. So the first step is to start with a clear vision of where you want this business to go in the next 2 or 3 years. This means you need to be clear on your business model. So are you someone who's rolling up your sleeves with your clients and working with them one-on-one? Or are you developing group offerings for executives or individuals? And if you want to dive deep into business models, be sure to listen to episode 59. The title of that episode is Which Business Model is Right for You? And I outline the top 8 or 9 most common business models for whether you are working with individuals or you're working with corporations. And this is super important because you wouldn't want to hire a coach who is an expert in e-commerce if you're building out a consulting business, or a coach who is an expert in coaching leaders and companies if you're building out an online course that you're going to sell through an automated lead funnel. You also need to understand and ask yourself, what will make me happy? Do you want to automate and delegate and be hands-off as much as possible in your business? Or are you tackling some real gnarly issues and developing a cadre of coaches or consultants who are extensions of your team and building out an enterprise model? So first is to get clear on where you want to go in the next 2 to 3 years and what business model is the right model to help you get there. Next, you want to identify the gaps. What is preventing you from building out that business today? What is it that you need to know in order to be successful in this business? And what do you already know? And what questions do you have that need answers? The right coach for you is the one who'll help you fill in your knowledge gaps by teaching you new skills and giving you clear direction on how to prioritize your focus and your business investments as you grow. So sometimes I work with people in my six-figure accelerator and they have consumed so many online courses, they have bought so much software that they have this unnecessary level of complexity in their business. And the first thing we need to do is strip out anything that's not necessary or anything that's not performing. So the right coach for you is not someone who has a cookie cutter approach to growing a business. So watch out. Watch out for those one-hit wonders, my friends. Coaches who broke through a big revenue barrier by following a very specific formula might not be the right coach for you, because what worked for them, that formulaic process for selling services or building out a business that worked for them, might not work for your market or for your audience. And the most important thing is that you have a firm foundation and a proof of concept in your business first before you invest with a coach who will help you build out a model, a business model that scales. So no amount of automation is going to fix a business that's not working because there's not a proven standout value proposition that you're delivering to the market first. So if you want to build out a multiple 6 or 7 figure business, you can't do that with a lookalike brand. You need to have a proven differentiated value proposition first before you start automating anything. So just to recap, here's where we are. In your journal, you should have written out your vision, or you will write out your vision for where you want this business to go in the next 2 to 3 years. And below that, make 2 lists. On the left-hand side, label that list, what I know. And on the right-hand side, questions I need to answer. So let me bring this home by telling you where I am right now and why I'm thinking so seriously about what coach or coaching program I want to be involved in next year, is because I've gotten to a point on this business where I have scaled it with Kim, who's my amazing virtual assistant, with the Fearless Foundry, my amazing marketing agency, and with Ruchi Pinniger of Watch Her Prosper, who is my virtual CFO. And I have a couple of graphic designers that I work with, but that's about it. So I don't do any bookkeeping. I don't do any social media marketing. Kim does all my automation and campaigns. So basically, I'm a content creator and I deliver services to my clients. And occasionally, I will take on a consulting assignment for a one-on-one client if the assignment really excites me. And right now, my calendar is so booked, even though I offer 3 group programs, that I need to outsource something. And I don't want to outsource my relationship with my clients. I want to be the one who is working side by side with you, who's showing up every week to answer your questions, who's doing triage calls with you when you fall off the rails or your inner mean girl starts taking over and you start questioning your value. I want to be that person who's there to support you. So that might mean that I might bring on someone to handle sales, to handle social selling, engaging in the social channel, as well as being that number one filter to have those initial conversations about, is it the right time to work with Deb? So that's just to give you a clear vision of, you know, for me to go from where I am to 7 figures in this business, which already has a lot of rinse and repeat frameworks and one-to-many model, it's still getting to the point where I need to add team. So your third step is to sample the experience. So build a short list of coaches who you've seen who catch your attention, the ones who have messages that resonate with your thinking. You might want to sample their free content, join their online groups, attend their webinars or their free training sessions, and have a conversation to learn more. Just don't fall prey to those high-pressure sales tactics that are based on fear, right? So don't fall for, if you don't sign up right now, the next person will, and then you're going to be closed out. So I can't tell you how many women I've talked to who felt railroaded into a sale for a coaching program only to regret it later and have no way out and no way to get their money back. Now, that's all to say that you actually will lose out if it's a cohort that's starting on a certain date. And if you don't make that deadline for that decision before the enrollment ends, then you will lose out. So don't procrastinate your way out of an opportunity that could change your business life forever. So if you're convinced that this is the right next step and you've checked the boxes and this coach is aligning with your values, you're resonating with the message, they have the business model that you want to emulate, so you're learning from them based on their experience, then go for it, my friend. Dive all in. And by the way, pay in full, because those people who fully commit to the investment up front are the ones who work the hardest to get the results, and you're more committed to the implementation. And typically, the people who invest up front and pay in full are the ones who get the biggest return on their investment later. So the fourth step is to get clear on the experience that you want with your coach. Do you want to be part of a cohort of other entrepreneurs who share your goals? For me, it's wonderful to land in a smart cohort of entrepreneurs and learn as much as possible from my peers in the program as I do from my coach. But there's a trade-off, right? So you get less one-on-one time in a cohort-based model than you do in a private coaching experience. But you also don't get the benefit of being with others and learning from how your coach is supporting and guiding others and learning from others' experiences. So it is a trade-off. If you can have a blended model where you can get some one-on-one time and be part of the cohort, that might be the best strategy for you. And if you are working one-on-one with a coach, you can ask your coach if you can attend the group sessions as a bonus add-on to your one-on-one coaching experience. And lastly, ask people you know for referrals. A referral from a colleague whose success you admire will be a great source of referrals for coaches who lived up to the value that they promise. The bottom line is that you must invest in your business success. Entrepreneurship is a lonely journey, my friend, and you cannot wear every hat for very long. You'll need to learn new skills that your corporate experience did not prepare you for. And you may be asking yourself, well, you know, do I need a marketing strategy? Do I need to uplevel my sales skills? Do I need to develop a new powerful value proposition in a new product offering? Or do I need to hire and grow my team? Wherever you are in your business journey, you will need to invest in your success to get to your next level. And it should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, that your coach needs to align to your values. And if you're not sure what your coach's values are, ask them. Ask them what their personal values are and what's important to them in the value that they deliver to their clients. I like to say that I am as invested in your success as you are. So when you choose me as your coach, I don't take that lightly. And if we are not a good fit, I'll tell you straight up front, you know, I'm not going to work with anyone who I don't feel I will be able to help succeed. And realize that hiring a coach and investing at this level is simply going to kick up all your stuff about your own value and self-worth. So women as a gender are not used to investing in their own success, right? We're the caregivers, we're the doers, we're the make it happen for everyone else's. To hire a coach means that you're putting your success at the top of your to-do list. And truthfully, you can't help your family, you can't help your friends, you can't help your clients if you can't help yourself first. So commit to getting a personal ROI for your investment. And I have a little mental metric that I use of 10x, 10 times. I like to get 10 times the return on investment that I make in coaching in 1 to 2 years. So if I'm making a $20,000 investment in coaching or a $30,000 investment in coaching, I want to see a clear path to $300,000 in 2 years. And just investing the money isn't sufficient. You need to commit to putting in the time. That means you need to block your calendar to work on your business as well as in your business. So don't hire a coach because you have a fear of missing out. And it's not always easy to hold on to your credit card when you're in a room where an offer is being made and you will miss out if you don't decide today. And if you're clear on your vision, your values, your gaps, and the questions that you need answered, then you will know when you have the right business coach for you. And when you get close to making that decision, realize that your palms are going to get sweaty, your reptilian brain is going to take over, your inner dialogue will go something like this: wow, that's a lot of money. Well, maybe I'm not ready. And you know, what if I don't succeed? What then? It'll just be a waste of time and money. And I've invested in programs before and I haven't gotten the return. And so now I hesitate. So this is what the amygdala, that little nut-sized piece of your brain at the back of the brainstem, will do to hijack that decision. But when you believe in yourself, when you believe in your vision, and you believe in your coach, you can confidently let that part of your brain know that, hey, I've got it. You know, I've got it from here. Thanks so much for the alert. I appreciate you taking care of me, but I'm in charge and you are the woman in charge, and you just go for it. So my friend, I hope this has been super helpful to you in helping identify how to choose the right business coach for you based on where you are in your business journey. And my friend, I hope to see you for the Business Launch Bootcamp on December 8th and in our Life After Corporate Facebook group, where I'll be leading a new Monday morning mastermind every Monday morning using Facebook Messenger. We're going to start there. You know, it's kind of like a Zoom room for members of that community. And if we don't like the technology, then I'll move it somewhere else. But it's so easy to just be in the Facebook group, see the alert that we're going live, and hit join, that I just want you to join me for the Monday morning mastermind. And all the time zone conversions are in there. So just jump on in. We're doing this for at least 4 to 6 weeks to kind of test it out, to see if people like it, if we can build more of a community in that Facebook group. So just search Life After Corporate Group on Facebook. And if you're frequently on LinkedIn, look for the Life After Corporate newsletter for some additional insights and strategies for growing your coaching or consulting business. We launched the LinkedIn newsletter a few weeks ago and already have more than 1,300 subscribers. So take a look at that. You'll be getting some posts in the Life After Corporate newsletter that you don't necessarily get on the podcast, but there will also be some links there to relevant past shows. So that's it for now, my friend. I wish you well. Have a very happy and healthy holiday season, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.